T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
It's North Country Blues by Bob Dylan from his first album, continuing our Bob Dylan North Country music theme as I look out upon the North Woods and Lake Superior right now.
Can you see Lake Superior right now?
We're in a cabin up in the hills on the other side of the highway from Lake Superior. So I'm not looking right over Lake Superior, but it's, you know, we're not far from it. So I can see the lake down beyond the woods, yeah.
Have you been to the shoreline yet?
Not on this trip, no. We just got in, you know, late yesterday afternoon, and right. we're going to go out hiking this afternoon.
So. Have you, I don't expect it this particular trip, have you swum in Lake Superior?
Very, very briefly, 20 years ago, which even in July or August, whenever it was very, very, very cold.
Yeah. There are some people that don't like cold water. My it was always a mark of, you know, courage in my family to plunge into the Great Lakes. I think at this point I've swum in all of them. But anyway, so you're going hiking. What do you have? Eat whitefish up there? Is that
We got some. There's a lot of smokehouses up here. We actually did get some smoked lake trout on the way up.
Oh, good.
We're cooking salmon tonight, but tomorrow we're going an hour further north up the shore to this town called Grand Marais. We're going to eat at a place called the Angry Trout. So we'll be eating some fresh Lake Superior trout tomorrow.
That sounds fantastic. All right. Before I get to anything else, we were just talking about this with GP. Obviously, the John Gruden stuff, he loses his job because he has a whole bunch of racist, awful things he said in emails. He brought up, like, so when this happens, people take to Twitter and they say, yeah, what's the difference with, the rappers that we have at the halftime at the Super Bowl? Or what's the difference with Dave Chappelle? And you hear his, like, he has a whole trans bit in his latest comedy special. When it comes to comedy, I just totally springing this on you. Like, is everything fair game? Is there stuff that would cause you to say it's not? Yeah, I know it's art, but this is beyond the pale.
I mean, these things aren't mutually exclusive. I guess.
Right.
I mean, I think everything is fair game in art, but that doesn't mean people have to receive your art in a kind fashion, right? Or people have to give your art a platform. And so, like, you know, I think, you know, artists say whatever they want to say, but, like, you know, there was some, what was the Ice-T line? Like, freedom of speech, but watch what you say or whatever. Like, I mean, we have freedom of speech and expression, but that doesn't mean we're freedom from consequences based on, you know, how people react to what you say or what you do. But I'm not big on, generally, on self-censorship, you know, in art or in, you know, writing or whatever. I think there's some leeway to let people, like, let their mind roam a little bit, but that doesn't mean they're free of consequence, you know, based on what they say.
Grizzlies won again. I saw you tweeting about it, right? Did you watch this enterprise last night?
I did. I watched it on my laptop, on the Bally Sports site. Yep.
What'd you think?
It was a preseason game. They look good. I mean, basically, they look great whenever John Morant's played. Like, you know, let's say they're undefeated in the preseason when John Morant plays. Ja looks, I mean, it is preseason. It's always, you know, you got to remind yourself not to overreact to anything that happens in preseason. But that mid-range jumper, I don't know about the three, but the mid-range jumper looks much better for Ja. And if he's added that to his arsenal, I mean, he does. I wrote about this last week. He does look ready for the leap. Like last year, this time I said, pump the brakes, don't expect the leap. Now I'm saying expect the leap. I think Ja looks ready for the leap. I think Brandon Clark, I think they've gotten him into the lineup, has looked good and sort of helped himself. I think Melton, again, looked good. And I wrote about, I filed a column this morning on sort of Melton and Bain and all of that. They'll probably be up either later today or tomorrow. But another, I think Melton and Morant, I wrote about this a little bit. Melton and Morant have just always been good together. The Grizzlies just haven't done it very much.
Right.
And they were good together last night. It was a good Jaren game. That's the best Jaren game all around we've seen since before he hurt his knee.
Yeah, I thought that was, in fact, the most heartening thing last night. It was a good Jaren game. What have you thought of Jaren over the, I mean, what is this, three games for Jaren?
Yeah, because he didn't play one of the games.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot there. You know, I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I think it's good to see him. If anyone was having doubts, and Jeffrey and I talked about this last week, how the two of us didn't have any doubts. But if people were having doubts about him as a three-point shooter, like, you know, he's in that two good games in a row. Like, this should be a reminder that this is the one thing we shouldn't really worry about with him, is Jaren Jackson as a three-point shooter. I think the one consistent thing about his three preseason games is he has rebounded better than has been his career norm three games in a row. It is preseason, but he also rebounded better, even while he was struggling with other stuff, he rebounded better last year after he came back. And so he seems to have taken a step forward on the boards, which is important. The three-point shot looks good. I think, you know, he had 4 fouls in 26 minutes, which is still high. Let's get about 10 or 15 games into the regular season and take a look at where that is. But I think just, you know, in terms of his general defensive play and general fit within the offense, I think there's still plenty of room for growth in both of those areas.
The rebounding stuff seems highly intentional, and it did last. Like,
yep.
That's what strikes me about it. It really is a concerted, intentional effort to be a better rebounder. He had this interesting thing he said. The bizarre, after the game, I actually was going to get Jeffrey to grab it, and I forgot. Where he thinks he is going to grow another inch. Like, did you hear this clip?
I saw something on Twitter about it. I mean, this has been a recurring thing. I mean, for a couple of years. I mean, last year there was talk about, oh, Jaren got. I think he probably has grown an inch or two. I mean, remember he was 19 when he came into the league,
right.
And so that's not. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo grew 2 or 3 inches at least after he came into the league as a teenager. So I think Jaren has probably grown an inch or two. But I'm not expecting like him to still get bigger. I think he's probably a 7-footer now, and that's probably what he is. And I'm not looking for more.
He literally said, "Check back in a month." Like it was like he was Jack and the Beanstalk here or something. I guess it was the Beanstalk that was growing, not Jack. Anyway, Grizzlies look impressive again against a team that you would expect them perhaps to look impressive against. But yes, Ja looks great. And it'll be interesting. When do the predictions start coming out, Chris? Have you seen many?
I mean, already. I mean, Hollinger's been doing three a day. He hasn't done the Grizzlies yet, but he's been doing three a day.
Yeah, I saw him when they started last
Monday.
Yeah.
And so you can find stuff all over the place.
What do you expect among the mainstream outlets? What's the ceiling and the floor for the Grizzlies' predictions?
Well, it seems like Hollinger's going to have the Grizzlies eighth, because he came out today a little bit slightly surprisingly with New Orleans at 7. But he has already had the Clippers and the Warriors. He's down on both relative to the norm. So it looks like he's going to have the Grizzlies eighth, unless I'm missing something. I think you're going to see the Grizzlies. I do not think you're going to see the Grizzlies generally pick to slide the way you may have expected on draft day when they traded Valanciunas. It was like, oh, they're taking a step back. I don't think that's going to be the perception. But I think they'll be picked in that 8, 9, 10 range pretty much across the board, which is basically what they were last season. I think people are going to expect them to be sort of a lateral move competitively, even though they've gotten a little bit younger. And, you know, they traded Valanciunas, which I think – you know, not to spoil my own prediction when it comes, you know, later this week or whatever, but I think that's probably a fair assessment, and that'll be the common assessment.
It's interesting. I do like...
Although, I guess I made a prediction on that Nate Duncan podcast, but that was on his, like, prime thing, so no one listened to it, so okay. Whatever.
I like the play-in tournament, and obviously it was fun for the Grizzlies last year. It does create a different hurdle, though. Like, when you're trying to... Like it, it's hard to get in the top six. You know, like,
right.
It feels like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a good point. The Grizzlies, I think, will almost universally be predicted to be a play-in team.
Yeah.
Wherever that lands.
Wherever right. it is, they're going to be a play-in team. And because six is tough. I mean, A, it's tough just in the abstract. It's a different hurdle than eight and being in the playoffs, which is what it used to be. But they're probably going to be in the play-in tournament. Unless something bad happens or unless, that it really all comes together in a way that people don't expect and falls apart for other teams, they'll probably be a play-in team. That's probably what they'll be.
It doesn't matter where you fall within that,
of course
right?
it
so
does.
You hope
yes.
that, you know, you move up and you don't have to fight your way up. They
right.
need to win two games on the road to
right.
get to the playoffs last year. Hopefully you find yourself not in that position, even
right.
if you're in the play-in.
A couple other developments. Ben Simmons is just such a weird story. He reports to camp. Or he reports to while a game is going on, he just texts and says, "Yo, I need to get in. I'm coming to the arena." They expected him later in the week, and there had been discussions between the Sixers and Simmons as to when he was going to report, and then he just showed up when he showed up. It strikes me as I don't want to lose any more money. I made my point. I'm coming in so it'll be easier for you to trade me. Not I'm coming in so. We can sit around and have a kumbaya moment here and all things are well. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think that's 100% accurate. And in some ways, it makes it similar to the James Harden situation last year where Harden was sort of away from the team. And then this was actually away from the team when the season started. But then he came in shortly thereafter and he played for a few weeks and then they found the deal and they moved him. You know, whether this gets done that quickly or it somehow, you know, trickles on towards the deadline, which I doubt, but maybe. But I will be surprised if Ben Simmons finishes this season with the Philadelphia 76ers. But I think that's right. I think it behooves him not to keep losing money, and it behooves him also to make it more easier for him to be traded, and that happens with him being on the team and on the floor. And so I think that's where it's still headed.
And in the meantime, Kyrie, Steve Nash, has – said that they fully expect that they're going to have to play home games without Kyrie.
I don't know if you've seen this. Sean Marks had a statement like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Sean Marks, the GM at the Nets, put out a statement basically saying that they're not going to play him at all until he's able to be a full participant, period. This is breaking news.
Yeah, that's the breaking
Nets
news.
Nets GM Sean Marks says Brooklyn has decided that Kyrie Irving may not practice or play with the group until he can be, quote, a full participant.
What do you think?
I think they're putting the screws to him further to go get vaccinated. I mean, and it'll be, you know, he's got all the money, I'm sure, you know. So if he wants to just not play basketball, I guess he cannot play basketball. My question is, are they going to not pay him, right?
The
statement didn't say anything about that. I just, to me, it's, you know, be like Andrew Wiggins and go and get your one J&J shot and get on with your life. I would assume that surely that he will do that, but he seems pretty dug in on it.
Well, and evidently people who understand both situations, that there was always some under thought that Andrew Wiggins, who isn't going to ever get paid like this again, like this,
right?
That he wouldn't sacrifice the money. He's not kooky enough, and he wouldn't sacrifice that amount of money when he's not going to make this amount of money again to not get vaccinated.
Whereas Kyrie Irving just may be kooky enough.
He's kooky enough, and he's whatever. Yeah, exactly right. And so it's freaking insane. It's freaking insane. But there you go. So I'm glad. I hope they don't pay him. And make choices. You have the freedom to get vaccinated or not. And
you have the freedom to sit your butt at home.
And you seem to have the freedom to sit your butt at home. I'd kind of like it, by the way. Okay,
I would rather watch the Nets with Harden, with Durant and Harden rather than Durant, Harden, and Irving. Like I've always said, it's gratuitous to have all three.
This makes it more of a fair fight. Where would you pick? Right now, with all of them, you would pick them to emerge out of the East, right? With two of them, would you still pick them to emerge out of the East?
When I make predictions, I think later this week, I will have, in the regular season, I will have Milwaukee number one in the East. And I will have Milwaukee, I had that before this news, I'll have it after this news. I got Milwaukee number one in the East in the regular season. I think I will pick the Nets to come out of the playoffs. And that's dependent on the idea that Durant is healthy. and at least one of those other two dudes is healthy. And if that's the case, I like the Nets better in the playoffs. But over 82 games, I think Milwaukee's going to be the one seed in the East.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Enjoy your hike. Appreciate it.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. Thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.